The following is brought to you by the Starfleet Podcast Network, SPN, The Spin.
Big J's Beef!
Hey everyone, Big J here with son Nacho. Nacho, how you doing today?
Doing all right.
Good. So we're going to talk about this new Section 31 movie that just started filming. And I've been putting a lot of thought into this because as soon as the Section 31 announcement came out, they started talking again about a fourth movie in the Kelvin timeline, which we talked about that. I think the first time you and I talked about that on a podcast was easily probably 4 years ago or so.
Yeah, easily.
I'm going to have to pull up that video, maybe put it down in like a little bottom insert. You were much younger then. Hmm. That was a long while back. So what did you think of the news of this new movie?
I thought... It was exciting, but I was kind of hoping more for a show because past 4 years, it's been going pretty good with just shows on Discovery and the new show, Lower Decks, all that being shows. It's pretty simple and no one can complain about it. I think a movie just feels like a big step, I guess. Maybe unnecessary. Maybe a little longer is needed. Because it was years until the original TOS era, like that show, made a movie of its own. So I just figured it'd be a little longer until we get our own movie again.
I think that what they're doing is actually not a bad call in something in regards to how they're doing it with it being a streaming movie. Hmm. And I think that that is what Star Trek really should focus on now. I think that Doing these movies on Paramount Plus, it's like what everyone else is doing. Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, Hulu, all of them. They've all got their series or movies that they're showing. I think that Star Trek really should kind of stay out of the big box office theater arena because, in my opinion, and it could just be me, I just don't think that Star Trek is really lends itself to a big Hollywood blockbuster movies. It's sure the Star Trek movie in 2009 did really good, but then after that, Into Darkness did less, Beyond did less. It's almost like it just Star Trek just does not hold up for a large mainstream audience. And so why don't they do more of these streaming movies? Stop trying to come up with the fourth Kelvin timeline movie that you want to put out in theaters. Do a streaming thing. Just, I don't know. That's the problem I've got with it, is they're not using the tools that they have.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think that's probably it. And then just writing new content, especially if it's anything for a Kelvin timeline, you're trying to write something that's similar but different. And I think that's a big problem. It was the same problem with the show Enterprise. It was, you know, original. It was set before any show came out and it was brand new. It was of its own, but it was hard for writers to, you know, write anything because they're trying to fill in old gaps, but later on just end up not being able to accomplish all of that because there's so much time between Enterprise and 1701 Enterprise. So there'd be so much to fill in.
I think that Section 31 is, I went back and watched the episode of Discovery the last time that we saw Giorgio, and we don't know, at least from what I picked up watching it, it's not known exactly when in time she went back. She did go back in the past because she needed to go to a place where the Prime Universe, Mirror Universe, we're closer together. So over the course of the time, you know, they were in the 32nd century, they found the Guardian of Forever. And he confirmed that guy was a Kovich, I think it was, the gray haired glasses guy, Section 31, it might be. Mysterious guy said that over the last several hundred years since Discovery had gone missing, those two universes had diverged more and more and more. And it got to a point to where there had like not been any incursions for several hundred years. And so the assumption I think that we can make is this show, unless it was said and I missed it, didn't see it, that this show is going to be, again, in the Discovery / Strange New Worlds time. So instead of moving forward, we're again stuck in prequel-like time. And it's retreading the same thing. What are they going to, how much more can they mine out of doing prequel-like shows? Maybe with this, we'll get lucky and have something that seems new, even though it's in the quote-unquote past.
Seems tough to make more things, especially if it goes farther or made something that's not a prequel, because we've hopped everywhere in past, future, and present with Discovery being, at first it started off as a prequel, or sorry, started off before TOS time, and then what happened in season 2 of Discovery, they jump centuries ahead, so technically that is moving forward. And mm-hmm. then we have Lower Decks. They take place before that show in Picard. And then, like, hopefully that one show that's... Well, it's not official, but that one show...
Legacy?
Yeah,
Legacy. Which is a complete, like, not an official title at all. It's just something that the fandom has come up with.
But they did come up with, you know, there being a show with Pike, Spock, and Number One. And that became a thing. So I figure, why not hope? So... But yeah, either way, we've hopped like everywhere in the timeline with shows over years, like Enterprise, Next Gen. All these shows have been in the course of same centuries, or they've gone beyond. So it's a bit confusing where they would be now, or whose story we wouldn't focus on.
What are you hoping to see out of the Section 31 movie?
I'm looking on more insight on the character Georgiou more, because like she had a lot of character development, especially in the end when she faced her demise basically, and then had a second chance with her Michael Burnham from her universe as her daughter. So just seeing her character development, and I would really like to see a Specialist Tyler again, but I heard apparently he's not making this show.
That's a shame. Like, how are you going to do this?
They did a cliffhanger, too. Then he said he was going to stick around and
yeah.
make sure nothing happens. So I'm not sure, but he could come back.
It's just, criminal.
Because, like, he really didn't have that much development. I don't know. Well, sometimes it didn't feel like he did.
I think that the fans are probably just as surprised as well that character, Ash Tyler, hasn't been shown as one of the cast members. I guess I don't think there's any reason to expect to see him either. And I'm not sure what I'm really hoping for or expecting out of this movie. I just would like for it to be something, I don't know, surprise me. Make it something different, something that we weren't expecting. And I know it's a long ways away before we see it, but I think that this is the way to go. I really hope that doing streaming movies is the route that Star Trek starts to take. It would be better that way, honestly. I just think that's where the audience would be for it. So let's keep our fingers crossed that it turned out to be a decent one. And hopefully we won't be here in another 4 years still talking about a fourth Kelvin timeline Star Trek movie. I wish they would stop talking about it, like stop bringing it up. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's been 8 years.
Yeah, let's just say that's not going to happen. Call it a day. Because I'm certainly tired of hearing about it. I'm sure you probably are too.
Yeah. Just after like 2 years of hearing about, you know, them making a project, hearing about like what it's going to be based off, like if it's going to be based off Captain Kirk's dad. And then there was like disagreements about Chris Hemsworth going back for something, or all sorts of problems. And then after that went quiet, nothing came about. So, yeah, I kind of gave up hope after that. And, like, if there are rumors of a new movie, I just didn't believe it. So
they're not going to get Chris Hemsworth now.
No, absolutely not. Uh-uh. Yeah, I don't think anyone can afford him besides Disney.
He's become too popular. No. He's more expensive now. They waited too long. So, yeah, you can forget about it with that idea. So let's keep our fingers crossed that Section 31 does well. And hopefully we'll get more streaming Star Trek movies in the future.
Where's the beef?
We are Beyond Trek Podcast. Lower your inhibitions and surrender your years. We will add inspirational and hilarious Trek content to your day. Your attention will adapt to subscribe to us. Resistance is futile.